producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good day to you. It's 7 after the hour. It's Monday, the 1st of February, which needs to be pronounced correctly to be spelled correctly. I think we go through this with regularity. The library, it's not a library, it's a library. It's not February, it's February. All right, Jennifer, you all set on that? You got it?
Library, not a problem for me. February, and this is my birthday month, by the way.
I still say
February, even though it's February.
I mean, it's your birthday month. You'd think you'd get that one right.
You'd think you'd get it right.
Like
yeah. All right, Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. You're here. We're here. The poll over the weekend, which we prominently place at DougStephan.com every day. We have a poll. Over the weekend, we list the top 10 talk topics of the previous week and ask you to tell us which one was the most important one to you. We list them in order as to the research that was done by Talkers Magazine, and the presidential race ended up being number one last week as far as they were concerned. But as far as you were concerned, the immigration and refugee situation, 23% of you said that was most important discussion to you. I think it's very interesting, as an anecdotal side note, Mrs. Merkel, who runs Germany, clarified over the weekend what their position is on the refugees that are coming from Syria and elsewhere
their
in the Middle East.
Their position is yes.
No, their position is no, you'll go home after this is all over.
Right.
That's what their position is. Yeah.
That's easier said than done.
Good luck with that. But at least it's some that's an official policy.
Well, you know how that works out for you, Germany.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, so let's see. 23% said immigration reform, refugees, policies around the world. 18% of you said the presidential race. So I guess I would bring my focus back around to the Iowa caucus, which is taking place today. Some of the people in the news media say it's finally caucus day. Well, it's finally because you clowns have been working this over in a ridiculous fashion for years and years and years. Make a joke out of this thing. By the way, as an adjunct to how good it is for business, Richie, $30 million has been spent in buying radio time just in Iowa in the last 6 months.
See, so this is the good part of all this, is that it goes out of the hands of the morons that are trying to become our president into the hands of the people who are out there working.
I think it's great for Iowa. I mean, when do they get this much attention? It's like every 4 years.
Well, it's only, only 4 years. That's it. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, good.
888-302-3684. Email to Jennifer or Rich or Doug at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. So let's spend a minute talking about how this works. You have a breakdown that's pretty interesting there, Jen, from PBS.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people give Iowa attention. And as we mentioned, it's only every 4 years. And it's not a typical go in and you know, pull the lever, as they say. The caucus is a little different. It started 40 years ago. And it's different. It's a little different for each party, depending on if you're a Democrat or Republican. If you're a Republican, you go in and you go to your caucus point, and its supporters for each candidate give a brief speech, and then you privately mark your ballots. They're counted and then communicated by a local caucus organizer to the state party. If you're a Democrat, you break into groups that publicly declare their support for a candidate. So it's the Bernie by the punch bowl, Hillary by the, you know, by the mini weenies.
You go to
everybody
your corner
goes,
of the room.
Right, you go to your corner. Yeah. And if the number in any group is less than a 15% viability threshold of those attending the caucus, then they can either choose not to participate or they can join another candidate group. There goes Martin O'Malley's supporter. And then that leads to some wooing, sometimes confusion as a candidate representative try to persuade others to join them. So that one's a little more fun because they kind of get into it back and forth.
If I were a Democratic candidate in Iowa, I would have my little caucus next to the keg.
You can offer people a free beer.
Get your plastic cup right there.
So I'm going to post this up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, because I think it's kind of interesting for those of us that don't live in the state of Iowa to see how this all comes together.
Yes, good idea. All right. So other things that have made it, as far as the top 10 topics are concerned, to the higher echelon of interest, lower oil prices, 13% of you said that was most important to you. The battle against Daesh, 12% said that was most important to you. 10% said it was the video case in Houston against Planned Parenthood or those videographers. I get a big kick out of people who refer to those folks that took the video as citizen journalists. Like, they were portrayed in some Huffington Post and some of these other ad hoc journalistic review type writers and reporters as a legitimate journalist. Not a legitimate journalist. What is a legitimate journalist anyway? It's one of the biggest, phoniest scams. These people who go on television and read the news, they're called journalists. That's nonsense. I'm not a... People say to me, well, you're a journalist because you're on the radio. No, I'm not. I've never claimed to be. Jennifer's not. Rich is not. A journalist is somebody who really studies, understands what it's like in the bowels and the depths of getting to the core of a story. Not just somebody who stands out in front of a camera or who goes in with a pen and pencil and tries to take notes. I find it, I'm not even a journalist, and I find the reference to it offensive. Because these people, anybody can pull that stunt, as these guys did. So to refer to them as journalists is like a toot-toot, as far as I'm concerned. All right, let's see here. 8% were up on the winter storm. The reason that I'm going through the list is because at the bottom of the list is the Zika virus. It had the least amount of interest among the top 10 among our listeners. And, by the way, I think that's appropriate. I think this is another news media scam. Not that it ought not to be covered and not that you ought not to be aware of what happens, especially if you're pregnant. The only people this is really going to make any difference to are people who are pregnant and in early stages of their pregnancy who may get bitten by this this mosquito. And so in the places where it's a problem, yes, that is in Central America, South America, this is where the big
problem. Two of my wife's cousins in Colombia have the virus, but you get a fever, you feel a little bad.
It's a normal, it's like a flu.
Right. Yeah.
But somehow or other it affects the brain, the stem, the core,
yes,
the maturation of the brain in the fetus, and then it's a problem. But I don't mean to minimize it, but it isn't. I'm talking about in America. We're talking about in our country at this point. This is like the run-up to the H2N2. Remember that from a couple of years ago? Amounted to nothing.
You know,
is it better to be prepared? Yes. But is it better to be scared? No. Anyway, Richie, what were you going to say?
You know who's cranking this up quite a bit?
The World Health Organization. Yeah, the World Health Organization.
Yeah.
They're the ones. It's going to be a pandemic. It's going to be,
now,
you know.
Fuck them.
I sort of want to say who.
Right. Yeah. Who?
Good for you, Jennifer. Ta-da. In a moment, a focus for a few moments on this Chicago police dash cam investigation. Very few words you can sum up what these people are like that are in the Chicago Police Department. I'll pick a word or two. Have Jennifer and Richie pick a word or two. 14 past the hour now on Good Day.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for $40. Oh, one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, premium content, and competitive promos or sales subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for it. Implants may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Savings through 1-818 after pay. Full amount. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative.
Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Affirmative. Over.
Do you like Rocket Mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License number 56. NMLS Consumer Access.org number 33.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 8989. Loans are made by WebBank and affiliates of Avant, Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
It's coming up on 17 after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden dealing with some of the issues of the wild and woolly city of Chicago, even though it is one of our finest cities in so many different ways. I love going to Chicago, but if I were a talk host there, I'd be going crazy because this city is so badly run. It is so corrupt. And the police who are involved in this dash cam scam, all of them ought to be fired. 850 police cars, none of the audio and video work on most of them, and they fix them, and the next day they're ripped out again by the police. This guy, the policeman that shot Laquan McDonald, referred to by some talk hosts as the murdering cop, I guess that's yet to be determined in terms of charges, and I'm trying to remember because there's so many of these. Whether they have the policeman shot, I'm thinking I'd get Baltimore confused with Chicago, confused with one. Where else did there police shootings like this last year? And I can't remember who gets tried for what or who's been. I think the officer that was involved in Baltimore was. There was a hung jury or something, right? So they may try him again?
Yeah, they're going to try to. Well, there's six officers that they're trying. And the first one.
All right, so what happens to the police officer who's charged with shooting this kid, Laquan McDonald, 16 times? Is he up for anything? I don't see any of that in the charge. Anyway.
Yeah.
So here we have a situation where in their cars, they all have video, they all have audio. They rip out the wires, they take the batteries out, they throw the microphones away, they fix them so they can't be used. And nobody has caught this. This has been going on for years in this department. The police chief needs to be fired. The mayor needs to be recalled. The situation is completely out of control.
It starts with the leadership.
How do you have law and order? And of course it does. And law and order in a city that is... Go ahead, Jen.
The only thing I'm seeing when I do a Google search for Laquan is just a story from 2 days ago about the cop not tampering with his dash cam in the McDonald case.
What do you mean not tampering? He did tamper with it.
Chicago cop didn't tamper with dash cam in Laquan.
Yeah, who says that? He says that.
USA Today.
He's the one who's... Yeah, but who said that he didn't tamper with it?
His attorney, of course.
Of course, his attorney said that. Right, yeah. Meanwhile, it was fixed the night before, and the day of, it was broken again. It didn't even have 24 hours of service before it was ripped out.
The police department admits that 80% of their cameras are tampered with.
Well, yeah, I mean, we just covered a story last week, I think, right here, about how most of them just go in their cars and shut them off. It's ridiculous.
They put the microphones in the glove box.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so then what kind of leadership allows that to be done? It goes right to the top. All those people. Don't you agree? Who disagrees with that?
Oh, it starts at the top for sure. Especially with corruption.
Next half hour, a discussion of Facebook and the fact that they've said no more sales of guns on their platform, Instagram as well. How might that affect you, if at all? 21 after the hour here on today's Good Day program.
Are
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
It's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer, Richie,
Jennifer and I had a chance to speak to Steve Harvey, who was promoting a prepaid credit card. And we also got to ask him about how he managed his money when he was hitting it big. Green Dot Card. Is this a prepaid credit card that I can put money on and use it anywhere?
Well, yeah, but it's also like an alternative to traditional banking, because you can do everything with this card that you can do at a bank. And you can do it without a lot of the fees attached. Mm-hmm. And that's the attractive thing to me, because it helps the common man. So, like, for example, if you have an overdraft on your card, there's no fee for that. Now, you go to your bank and write a overdraft check. Just write one that returns in non-sufficient funds. And watch what that fee is.
Why transfer
money from one account to a next and see how much that costs.
And if you want to get any of these fees waived or you want to get free services, they want you to throw 25 or 30 grand inside the bank account. So with
let me tell you something. If you want free checking account, you're going to have to put some money in there that's not free.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm using your money levels. And I just think it's great what they've done with give people an alternative form of banking, and that's what Green Dot does for so many people out there. And, you know, if you go to greendot.com, you can get all that information. And if you really want to find out how you can double down, you can double on your taxes this year and possibly get double the tax return, just go to greendot.com/tax. And they got all that information on there.
That's great. And it's all safe, I'd imagine, because it's not just held up to this card. There's probably online applications that you can keep track of your money with as well, right?
I mean, everything. You can go online and know everything you need to know. You can pay bills from it. You can do it. And you can do it with a lot less expense.
So just a guy that came from living in his car to where you are today, what is it like going from having nothing and no money to having to manage the kind of money you have now?
I'll tell you one thing. It's a process. I made a lot of mistakes with it, because when I first started making any real form of money, this is a true story. When I first got on television on a show called Me and the Boys,
mm-hmm.
I was actually making what I thought was huge money. Now, I don't want to seem like an ungrateful person here, but I was the lowest paid star of a TV series on TV, but because I had never signed one of those deals, I was making $35,000 a week.
Wow.
I thought, I mean, it was game changer for me.
Yeah.
But I didn't even know that I was supposed to pay my own taxes because I had never had money to pay
taxes.
It
bites everybody.
So at the end of the year, I had $600. I owed the government so much money, and I kept going, who are these people? Who is this guy?
You found out sooner or later, didn't you?
Yeah. Why do I feel like he is this pimp? I didn't know I could have one, and so that was a learning experience right there. And I grew. I made a lot of mistakes, and then you learn. That's why a lot of people who hit the lottery, they end up in bankruptcy in 3 years, because if you can't learn how to manage your money. But I tell you one thing, at Green Dot, they got programs on there where you can call in and you can learn so much, and helpful tips and websites and places that you can go and learn about money management to help keep yourself on track. They didn't have that because there wasn't a computer when I was blowing my money. So
let me ask you something. With all this money, have you had to hire security lately? Are you and Miss Columbia good after all the Miss Universe stuff? Because I don't want anybody.
Yeah, man.
My wife is Colombian, and I know how those people can be when they get upset.
Well, let me tell you something. Me and Miss Columbia, cool. Now, I can't fly into Columbia no time. I won't be flying in. They moved the Olympics down there. I won't be going. I'm not allowed in the country. But me and Miss Columbia are fine. But the Colombian country, not so sure.
I'll be down there in a few months. I'm going to tell everybody there I know you. I'm gonna say, I know Steve Harvey. He's my buddy.
But hey, man, let me tell you this. I can go to the Philippines because I'm right up
there. Oh, man.
They love you.
You're the president there.
Oh, yeah, I'm the man, baby.
All right, Steve. Thanks so much.
You're the best. We love you, Steve.
There it is. Give us the website one more time.
It's greendot.com.
All right, and Steve Harvey, you just turn on any radio or television or anything like that, and you'll see him on the TV. He's not hard to find. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, buddy.
In the news, was Hollywood superstar Michael Douglas right that his head and neck cancer was related to sexual activity? This is Dr. Chambers On Call, keeping you healthy without that dreaded copay. A major new study out says HPV, the human papilloma virus that a majority of us Americans are infected with, is a huge risk factor for head and neck cancers. Keep in mind, HPV is a known major risk factor for women in cervical cancer. Here's the thing. We can prevent HPV infection with vaccination. DCOC advice, every parent should vaccinate their children, girls and boys, against HPV. The vaccines already available will do the job. Remember, we're talking cancer prevention here, not encouraging promiscuity. Was Mr. Douglas right about his cancer? Probably. So if you're worried about your risk, check with your doctor about screening for oral HPV infection. This is Dr. Chambers On Call. Catch my weekly podcast Mondays on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Right now in Napa, when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional oil for just $3.59 a quart, we'll give you either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Hey, wait, what? Well, that makes more sense. We'll give you a bobblehead of either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Valvoline for just $3.59 and a free bobblehead. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing, taxes, and recycling fees extra at participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 2/29/16.
Valentine's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 1 dozen gorgeous assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Minds and your hearts, I hope. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program at 33 after the hour. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington as we work our way through some of the items that are causing a buzz. Man, a lot of conversation on social media about Facebook banning gun sales. If you haven't heard, last Friday, Facebook announced that it would no longer allow any of its users to conduct private firearm sales on either the Facebook platform or the Instagram platform. And so there have been a lot of people that have taken this and pushed it and pulled it around. I'm looking at some of the comments, Jen, on our Twitter page. Let's get a little, getting a perspective on it may be important. I find also, lately we've been taking bits and pieces of reports from other countries as to how they view what's going on in our country, politics, social issues, that sort of thing. So let's actually start with Johnny Nelson, who's on a network in the UK, in England, reporting on this story of Facebook and guns.
Gun enthusiasts in America may have to work a little harder in the future when buying weapons online. Facebook has announced a ban on users from coordinating person-to-person sales of firearms. The company has come under fire of late for its use to sidestep background checks on gun purchases. And following a continued string of mass shootings in the US, President Barack Obama has urged social media companies to clamp down on gun sales organized on their sites. The ban will cover platforms including Facebook, used by 1.59 billion people every month, and Instagram, used by a further 300 million. It will prevent users from using their personal profiles to advertise guns for sale or to arrange purchases between users. Licensed retailers, however, will be allowed to continue advertising firearms on Facebook for transactions outside of the company's service.
All right. So other than the... anecdotal guns. It sounded like a PBS report. They always have some kind of background noise to further emphasize whatever is being discussed. Their spin on this, the perspective that I have on it from what I've gained in nosing around a little bit, you will still be able to advertise firearms on Facebook if you are a licensed retailer. That you can do, leading to transactions outside of Facebook's platform. That's what they say will be the way to use this facility. Now, I don't buy guns. I don't have any guns. I wouldn't use Facebook for this sort of thing. I don't know that I use Facebook for anything other than to see what some of my friends are doing.
If I'm in the market for a gun, I don't know that the first place I'm stopping at is Facebook.
No, I think most people wouldn't do that.
But yet it has, there's a sort of a pinch to this.
Well, I think
because it gives the reality, the idea that gun sales to unlicensed or to
private
online, some of them are, but what I'm saying is everybody ought to be backgrounded when it comes to buying a gun. I think that is what most people who are reasonable agree to. I don't think that we should stop selling guns, but I think there ought to be a way of having it uniform so people can't get these guns. Now, you can say, well, crooks are always going to get guns the crooked way. That may be. But that doesn't mean you have to make it easy. Not doing anything, which is what the NRA would like you to do, we don't want to do anything to change the way it is nonsense and totally it's unresponsive and irresponsible. Okay, what did you start to say, Richie?
Well, I just think that with Facebook, it's so connected to our ability to say what's on our mind, feel what, free speech. And when you get into the part where Facebook starts regulating what you can and cannot do when it comes to constitutional issues, people probably take a little bit of
what you think that it's okay to sell guns to other people and not have their background.
No, I think that's why I don't care. I'm not going to go to Facebook to buy a gun. If I go to buy a gun, I'm going to go to the gun store.
So they're making a political statement then, is that
what you're saying? Especially because the people that are buying guns illegally, I'm doubting are going to be running out to Facebook to do it. They're making purchases on the street.
I'm going to rob a bank. I need a gun.
But it still doesn't mean that it ought to be ignored. Why would you ignore it? Let it. The course of events here would lead us to believe that responsible people who have good intentions for using a gun wouldn't mind having a background check. If you mind having a background check, that means, in my mind, you're going to use the gun for something illegal. Otherwise, why would you object to having yourself checked? How else could you read
it? It's my constitutional right. Why do I need you to look into my background to approve my constitutional rights?
You, of all people, surprised to disagree with that, Dougie, because you're pretty private. I mean, you're all against the NSA, and you want people out of your business. I mean, I think this
true.
Is a
and
step.
Doug,
but I think the abuse
of free speech.
It goes on. No,
what if you needed to apply for a
you can't hurt somebody.
Radio
physically,
radio.
Nobody can be hurt by free speech. That's nonsense. That's a specious argument. Let's go. We can disagree without being disagreeable.
Sure.
We're all disagreeing. All right, here we go. Here's somebody. I find this interesting. Robert Davi, the actor. You'd recognize him as a bad guy from
Goonies.
Hundreds. Yeah, he went, but he's been a bad guy. He's been a good guy. He's become very outspoken on this.
Big Republican.
As a matter of fact, didn't we have him on?
We did,
a few months ago talking about this?
A while back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. He's talking to reporter Deirdre Bolton about the Facebook gun sale ban.
Facebook may, in fact, begin banning posting selling guns without background checks. So the idea here, new measures to toughen up firearm sales. Now, according to most releases, Facebook does not allow users to advertise any kind of drugs or weapons or prescription medicine, but users can, in fact, create posts. And then you can contact the offerer via Facebook. So Facebook now, it seems like, attempting to crack down on this. Robert, what do you make of this?
Well, not having the minutiae of it, Deidre, and just the overall idea of it, since it's just breaking, it seems to me that, the Second Amendment is important, but Facebook... It could be, without having the correct background checks on something, and kids, having five kids and being on Facebook and the social media, and sometimes they get trolled by people that aren't who they are. I mean, who knows who's selling to what on Facebook if there are no background checks?
Got it? How do you argue with that? Some five-year-old kid wants to buy a gun. and you absorb 10-year-old kid. Richie, your kid goes onto Facebook and decides either he's going to buy a gun. What do you do?
Tell him no when he comes
tell
to ask for the
to.
Money.
Yeah.
And a ride.
Or watch what he's doing online.
Dad, can you give me the money and a ride to go buy a gun?
I think this is a weird, it's kind of a weird conversation to have because we have this new executive order in place now that President Obama has set forth saying that you can't really, I mean, people that want to transfer gun ownership, and no matter what the platform, have to become gun dealers if they want to transfer more than two guns. So I'm surprised that this is even coming up as an issue for Facebook with the new set of laws in place.
Here's, hey, let's see, Randy. This takes some random bits and pieces of comments that are here, Richie. Randy has a gun trading business, and he's not happy about this news. You got that?
I think so, Doug.
Cut 15.
Here it is. Here it is.
Okay, good.
I have had a Facebook group called SIGT now for 4 years. It started off as Southern Illinois Gun Trader. I grew it to about 8,000 members and have had a wonderful time meeting great people, great, honest gun owners. We have had meets. We had giant shoots. The last shoot I had about 100 people show up, all having a good, safe time with firearms. And now I turn my computer on, and Facebook is going to shut us down. It really looks like it's going to happen this time. I have made it through a lot of these scares. We went from a open group to a secret group in hopes of saving our page, and these look like they're really going to do it this time. And a big giant to Facebook, because you're not going to kill us.
Huh.
All right. 888.
Oh, you seemed excited.
302-3684. All right, Brian, what do you have on this?
All right, you know, stop. Oh, you know, this is more, Obama propaganda, essentially. It doesn't mean anything. Look, if I live in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I have a gun, and I'm on and I put it on Facebook, right, and I advertise it as a sale, I have to go through a licensed dealer either at my end or at the seller's end. Say a seller contacts me and he's from Durango, Colorado. He's got to go, and he's not a licensed gun dealer. He's got to go through a licensed dealer with an FFL at his end.
To transfer the ownership.
At some point, a background check will be done at some end of the sale. It affects nothing. It affects almost nothing.
They're using Facebook as a platform, but the point is, Facebook is a black market for weaponry. Basically, at some point, you have to become, and this is kind of what I was getting at with the law, is you have to at some point transfer ownership from one person to the other. And if you do that privately for more than two weapons now with the executive order that's in place, you have to become a gun dealer. Otherwise, you have to go to a licensed gun owner or dealer to transfer the sale, which is when the background check would take place.
So, Brian, why are you so worked up about this?
You know something? I don't like any gun control laws, if you really want to know the truth. I don't think there should be any at all myself. But I was just at a gun show in the town where I live, and there were, in fact, guns that were at dealers' tables, and a lot of the gun dealers down here are also, where I live, are also pawn shops. They have the federal FFLs, and they're also pawn shops, and they sell other merchandise that they take in on pawn, including cars even. This is
clarifying, you're saying pawn, right?
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Pawn shops.
E-A-W-N.
But the point is, there are people who, if they have a certain firearm they want to sell, they'll leave it on consignment with one of these people, and they'll leave it in their store on consignment for them to sell it, because they don't want to sell it through a newspaper ad or something.
Mm-hmm. All right, got it. Thank you. 888-302-3684. This becomes a discussion like the abortion discussion, death penalty. It's interesting, this wrinkle and how it affects people or doesn't affect people. Our poll today is built on this issue. We'll have it for you and discuss it. A few more moments dedicated to this in just a matter of moments here. It's 45 after the hour on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Between 2008 and 2013, over 15% of reproductive-aged women in the U.S. filled a prescription for an antidepressant medication each year. That's why the March of Dimes is working with the CDC to raise awareness about the potential for birth defects from antidepressants and what women can do to protect their health and the health of their baby. Dr. Siobhan Dolan serves as a medical advisor to the March of Dimes.
Women experiencing depression and anxiety need treatment. We don't advocate anyone going off their medication, as this can have serious consequences. But the fact that antidepressants are used by such a large number of reproductive age women is a concern. We urge all women, especially those who are pregnant or are planning a pregnancy, to speak to their doctors about all their medications. Sometimes it's possible to switch to a different medication with a lower risk to babies or to another type of treatment, such as counseling.
To learn more, visit cdc.gov/treating for two.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event?
Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy, runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
All right, here we are at 48 past the hour. The poll today at DougStefan.com. Have you bought or sold a gun on Facebook or Instagram? A, yes. B, no, but I thought about it. C, no, but I know somebody who has. D, no, I don't want to buy or sell a gun that way. E, no, I don't own a gun. Let's see. Here's an anonymous YouTuber, Richie, who thinks this whole thing is a New World Order conspiracy.
Guys, we all know that Facebook is a tool used by the New World Order. I can't condemn anybody for having a Facebook account because I have one myself. But I'm on there in groups discussing stuff with awakened individuals. We're not doing anything illegal. We're not plotting against the government. We are not plotting a civil unrest event. We are just talking. I have a gun group myself that was affected by this. We do not even talk about gun sales. We just talk about all the new weapons that keep coming out. Now, Mark Zuckerberg, he is a shill for these New World Order scumbags, and he will do as they say. I have a group with about 3,000 people in there. We just talk about guns. We don't talk about selling stuff, and this is what they sent me. Hi, today we updated our policies for managing regulated goods in our platform. We'll no longer allow people to make offers or coordinate private sales of firearms on Facebook. This includes posts on pages and in groups. We'll begin enforcing this new policy in the coming days. Thank you. Well, Facebook.
Brad writes, makes sense to me. Why should you be able to buy or sell weapons that anywhere in the world would require a licensed dealer and proper background check? Well, Jennifer says that is the case under this circumstance. A lot of the info is there in the trending box at DougStephan.com on this.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 53 after the hour, it's today's Doug Stephan Good Day program and Tech Talk time. The person of interest and import here is Richard Schemmel, who used to contribute to BuzzFeed. He has a lot of things in his background that would bring me around to suggesting he was someone of credibility, and that's why he's here. So, Richard, what do you make of Facebook banning private gun sales? I'm looking at some of the comments we have here on Twitter at Good Day. Greg writes, does this mean kids will no longer be able to see all of the games they have guns that have guns in them? Or how about G.I. Joe and those armed forces ads? That's a comment from him. So what do you, is this, some of the people that we've been talking to this morning don't feel, they're either angry about it or they don't feel it makes any difference, or it's a conspiracy on the part of Facebook and the government.
Personally, I think it's much ado about nothing. I have to agree with Rich that who's going to buy or sell a gun on Facebook? It just doesn't make sense. You'll go to a gun show or you'll go to Craigslist or something like that. In fact, somebody had posted a picture of a red Solo cup with a gun in the middle saying they won't ban this picture. It doesn't make sense to me. Or it makes sense, but it doesn't really. There's no rhyme or reason. I wouldn't go to Facebook to buy a gun.
Do you own any guns?
No, I don't own a gun. No.
All right, so you wouldn't go anywhere to buy a gun?
No, I'd go to a gun store. A gun store. Right. You know, I wouldn't buy one online like that. It just doesn't make sense.
All right. The Super Bowl coming into scrutiny here. Security is going to be a big deal in the Santa Clara, San Francisco area. It's next weekend, is it not? Isn't the Super Bowl next weekend?
Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah.
Next
all right,
Sunday.
So there's some sort of tracking being done. How do people who come into the parking lot, some people get out of their cars, are there cameras everywhere? I've heard some interesting conversation about how everybody that goes in and out of that place is going to be on a screen somewhere.
Well, they're going to have face tracking, body tracking, automobile license plates tracking. It's just real heavy security by Homeland Security and other law enforcement centers. They want to keep track of everybody. There's going to be a coordination center in the San Francisco area that will be able to digest all this information.
What do they do with it? They have it.
They'll probably, you know, if something pops up or if a red flag pops up, they'll be able to track that person or thing. It's just for protection. They're not going to use all the security.
There's going to be
for the people at the games protection.
Really?
If you're buying into that? Yeah, I am buying into
that. When I hear somebody say, I'm from the government and I'm here to help, or this is for your protection, mother and father tell you, this is going to hurt you more than it hurts me. That's the kind of line that sounds like to me.
That's your opinion, but if it saves lives or saves property, then it's worth it. Don't you agree?
Yeah. I think that is a big if there, frankly, one way or another. But it's interesting from our point of view to know that they're going to be able to track everything. You walk in there, you've got a cell phone, you've got an iPad, you've got any kind of device at all, it's all going to be monitored. It tells you what the state of our world is, I think.
Absolutely, and they do it now at a lot of places. And, you know, we're not aware of it, or we are aware of it. But it's no big deal to me. You know, it makes all the sense to do this at this game. You know, the airspace is restricted. You can't fly planes with banners or anything like that. They don't want any problems at all.
What a shame that we've come to this. It is because of terrorism and the terrorism threat. Okay, so we can watch the web for Super Bowl spots this week. Let's see. LG's got an ad for the first time. Amazon is Pokemon. Is on again this year for the 20th time. Colgate, PayPal, SunTrust Banks. There's a lot of car dealers. I mean, a lot of car companies advertising too, I think, right?
Right, and a lot of beer companies. Bud Light, Budweiser, and the smaller beer companies as well.
So these will show up on what web spots? Where will people go to see this stuff?
Probably this week you'll start seeing a lot of articles online, and YouTube will have the spots as well. Over the years, it's grown to be a thing that the advertisers put their spots up early to gain interest. And then
see, I would say it would be just the opposite. They'd want to wait until the game because that brings in, there's a lot of suspense to that. Anyway, all right, Richard, thank you. Richard Schemmel here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.